Visit to Paradise Valley, Loma Linda, California, April 27, 1906. The Lord gave me strength to speak nearly an hour in San Diego. The church was full on Sabbath, and I had great freedom in speaking from the first chapter of 2 Peter. I am thankful to the Lord that He sustained me. The people listened with interest, and I felt the Holy Spirit resting upon me. I was blessed with the assurance that I was sustained. We had to drive nearly 7 miles each way to and from the meeting. The dedication of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium took place on Tuesday afternoon, April 24th. A large number of people gathered to attend the exercises. We had a precious season. Improvements had been made, including the construction of new bathrooms. Everything seemed to be in excellent order. The building, when purchased by us, was well designed, but we needed a larger kitchen and bathrooms. Now everything is nicely arranged, and every convenience for giving treatment is provided. We had a meeting in the evening also, after the friends had looked over the building, to see what had to be done to perfect the facilities of the institution. Mrs. Potts, the lady from whom we purchased the property, was present with us. She is a missionary worker. She expressed great satisfaction that we have this place, and that the house had been designed for the accomplishing of the very work we are doing. She was much pleased that her property is being put to the use that it is. She would have made an appropriation of the building, but on account of losses sustained by her, she was unable to do this. I had a precious visit with Mrs. Potts. I am glad to have met her. She is just 1 year younger than I am, and, like myself, is engaged in public speaking. She is a talented lady. I am informed that all who attended the dedicatory exercises were highly gratified. We were well pleased to see that the fitting up of the place has been well planned, and that the managers are now able to accommodate the patients who come to them. The helpers are doing their work well. The matron is well fitted for her position. We were pleased to learn that the old friends who have given years to the service of God are still helping with their means. The Lord is their stay, and He blesses them. Brother Robert Sawyer and his sister Hannah are both there. May the Lord bless and keep them. The long sufferance of God. The wickedness of the world has reached a point where the Lord will certainly interfere. Psalms 119, 126, 127 were presented and read in the assembly. The voice speaking was earnest. The assembly was large. The Lord will certainly arise to punish the wickedness that is so bold and defiant against His holy law. The forbearance of God has been very great, so great that when we consider the continuous insult to the Lord's holy commandments, we marvel. These words were repeated. The Lord is slow to anger, and of great power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath His way in the whirlwind, and in the storm, and in the bowels of the earth, and the clouds wherewith He hides Himself. See Nahum 1, verse 3. The long-suffering of God is remarkable, for it indicates that He is putting constraint upon His own attributes. It is His omnipotence exerted over Himself. Why has the Lord borne with the continual increase of defiance against His laws, given to govern the human agencies He has created? He has borne long with their perversity, and at the same time He has been giving continual light to those who remain obedient. He sees that life is becoming intolerable because of cruelty. This is because men have changed His laws. Finding the treasures of truth. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways, not in human ways. Psalm 119, verse 1-3. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all Thy commandments.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O let me not wander from Thy commandments. Open Thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. I have stuck unto Thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually, for ever and ever. Verses 4-6, 9, 10, 18, 31, 32, 34, 35, 41-44. Revelation is not the creation or invention of something new, but the manifestation of that which, until revealed, was unknown to human beings. The great and eternal truths contained in the gospel are revealed through diligent searching and humbling of ourselves before God. We have a divine teacher who leads the mind of the humble searcher for truth, and by the Holy Spirit's guidance, the truths of the Word are revealed to him. And there can be no more certain and efficient knowledge of the truth than to be thus guided into all truth. Through the impartation of the Holy Spirit, we are to understand God's Word. We are admonished to seek the truth as if searching for hidden treasure. The Lord opens the understanding of the true seeker. The Holy Spirit enables the human mind to grasp the facts of revelation, and divine light communicates with the soul. This is the opening of the eyes to behold the genuine treasure, and the mind lays hold upon the glories of a better world. The soul pants after the excellence of Christ Jesus.